Hello.
Amen. What's that verse say? You are the rock of my salvation. What else? Wow. Praise God. Praise God. Now, you can't tell me that God don't have a sense of humor, because what the Lord gave me to talk to you briefly about today was anxiety. And we walk into church and there's a bat flying around giving everybody anxiety. Amen? Amen. Look at God. Amen. Amen. Lord, we thank you for this day, Lord, and for your many blessings, for the multitude of your tender mercies, Lord. You're great and greatly to be praised. Lord, we just thank you for this time, Lord, that you've allowed us to come into your house, that you've given us to give you praise and glory and honor. Lord, we're so thankful to you for all that you do for us and all that you are for us, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we stand on the promises that you have provided for us. Lord, we love you. We praise you. We couldn't praise you enough, Lord. You've been so, so good to us, Lord. In spite of all of our problems, in spite of all of our challenges, in spite of all of our situations, in spite of it all, Lord, you've been so, so, so good to us, Lord. You've been so good to us, Lord. You've been better to us than we deserve. Thank you, Jesus. You've been better to us than we deserve, Lord. You've been so, so, so good to us, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your long suffering with us, Lord. Thank you for another chance. And another chance. And another chance. And another chance. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your love. Lord, you love us so, so much. Thank you, Jesus. You didn't have to do any of it, Lord, but you did. Even now, Lord, as we go forth in your word, we pray that you would have your way in the hearts and minds of all of us here today. We can't do nothing without you, but we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And even now, we stand on your strength. Have your way in this place. Lord, we pray that we can leave here with something that we can apply in our lives that would help us live until you call us home. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we pray. Thank God. Amen. Amen. We thank God for being here. We thank God for being on the Lord's side. We thank God for being saved. We don't count it. We just so thankful for all that God has done. Amen. The Lord wanted me to speak to you about anxiety today. Anxiety is something I think all of us deal with at one time or another. Amen. And it's something that, you know, well, first of all, let's remind each other that life is hard. Amen. Days and full of what? Full of trouble. Amen. In this world, you will have tribulation, the Bible tells us. Amen? If you're going to be a follower of Jesus Christ, you will suffer along the way. Amen? Somebody said that one speaker said, if you're not in a problem or dealing with a problem or a challenge in your life right now, you just left one and you're heading towards another. Amen? And that's nothing to be discouraged about. That's just life. Amen? But you know, if Mark was to drive his motorcycle here to church and ask someone if they want to ride, right? You would get on the back, and what would he tell you to do? Well, I know that, but what is he going to tell you besides wearing the safety stuff? Hold on, right? God's telling us the same thing. Hold on. Hold on. Amen? Hold on, because the same thing with, I don't want to discredit Brother Fike with him, but if you were the way he rides, you better hold on. Amen? Amen? Listen, this life is hard sometimes. We're going to go through peaks and valleys. We're going to go through good times and bad times. Life is going to come at us sometimes. A lot of things we're going to bring upon ourselves, and some things are just going to hit us just because. Amen? So in the midst of this, you know, if you were to get on a roller coaster, they would lock you in, and they would tell you what? Hold on. Amen? In the midst of the peaks and the valleys and all that's going on, we need to hold on. And many times, you know, again, let's go back to what John 10 and 10 says. The thief comes to do what? Steal, kill, and destroy. Right? That's what he comes to do. Now, the next scripture, the next verse talks about, but I have come that you might have life, and that more abundantly. Right? But the devil still, the enemy still coming to steal, kill, and destroy. Amen? And he's the opposite. See, God, sometimes we're trying to get God to, you know, be all in our situation. And what God really wants us to do is he wants to say, Jan, you know, I've given you the promises. I've given you the instruction. You've accepted the gift. Amen? Stand on the promises and hold on. Because you know what, Jan? You have family members out there that haven't accepted the gift yet. And I'd rather leave you right here and tell you to hold on it so I can go work on them and get them, keep knocking on their door so that they can eventually accept the gift too. See, we want God to work on our unsaved loved ones, but we're taking up too much of his time sometimes. Amen? And see, the reason why I said all that was because, you know, Jesus came to save the lost, right? The enemy wants to bother you all. Because the people that are out there right now are lost. He's got them. He's got them. He's just pushing them down the stream. But he wants to. How many of you have been saved for more than 10 years? The devil don't bother you no more, right? He leaves you alone? Huh? He backs up on you because you know something now? You have all the knowledge. You've heard message after message, preaching after preaching. I mean, you've had it from A to Z. I mean, there's nothing you don't know now, right? So the enemy don't mess with you, right? Comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And it really comes down to this. I'm going to read scripture in a minute, but I want you all to think about, right, just now, do you all know somebody that tends to lie a lot? I want you to think of somebody that you know that tends to not tell the truth a lot, tends to always be telling a story or always embellishing something. You know, I caught a fish this big, and then next week you talk to him, it's this big, and then 2 weeks later, it's this big. You know, somebody that likes to tell a lot of stories. We don't want to, all right, we won't be mean to them. We won't call them a liar. We'll just call them, they like to tell stories. Amen. You got somebody and we're going to pray for whoever you got in your head. We're asking God to bless them right now, because I'm not meaning to, but I want to get you to see something in your mind. Think about that person, and now I want you to think about somebody that you can, man, I tell you, when I deal with this person, they give it to me the way it is. They tell me the truth. My experience in dealing with this person through the years is that they tell me the truth when I want to hear it and when I don't want to hear it. I might not like it, but they're honest with me and they tell me the truth. Do you know somebody like that? So, if those two people were to come to you telling you a story or giving you a report, whose report would you believe? Think about it. And you're like, well, that's easy. Easy one, right? That's ice creamy. You gave me an easy one there. Well, let me tell you something. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He is not only a liar, but he is the father of all lies. He is the ultimate liar, unable to give you truth. He gives you a little splattering of, it sounds almost like it could be true, but it's mixed in with lies, right? But every day we wake up, the Lord wakes us up. There's a battle going on. And those same two people that I just told you to think about, the enemy is coming to you. He's never told you the truth. He's never gave you good advice. He's never taken you down the right path. He's told you so many things that never came to pass. Who has never lied to you, never led you astray, never led you down the wrong path, always comes through on his promises, and yet, we entertain the thoughts of the enemy, who's the liar, and has always lied to us. It should be just as easy at that point as it is with the two people I just had you think about. But isn't that easy, is it? If it was, we wouldn't have such a mental health crisis going on in our life right now. Amen? And let me tell you, I'm saying that it's easy, but I know that it's not. And I know that it's not because it's not something I heard of or something that somebody told me about. It's something that I myself have experienced. I've had a battle with my mind most of my adult life. I thought I was just about to lose my mind. Maybe y'all never been there, but I got to the point where I had tried everything that I knew how to try, and I kept coming up against the same wall over and over again, and I was in a turmoil of my life being turned upside down by my father dying out of the blue, and I didn't know how to handle it. I didn't know how to deal with it.
And so many things went south because of it. And I was just about to lose my mind, but God... somehow allowed me to say yes to an invitation to go to a church one day, and I heard the gospel preached, and I said, yes, I need help. And just before I lost my mind, he saved me. But you know, since I've been saved, it's been a battle every day. Every day. Report, will you believe? Whose report will you believe? Are you going to continue to believe the liar who has done nothing for you ever in your life but give you trouble, give you pain, give you misery, give you sickness, give you agita, give you all the things that you, that, are you going to believe him? Or are you going to believe the one he came, who not only gave his only begotten son, he cared, he loved you that much that he would give his only begotten son to die on the cross for you when it should have been us. Not only that, that aside, and you can't put that aside, but what I'm saying is, not only that, but are you going to believe the one that even though you've messed up time after time after time after time again, he's still right there with his hand ready to pick you up, and he loves you just that much that he doesn't throw you away. He doesn't say, I told you so. He doesn't talk bad about you, but he wants to lift you up because he wants to give you grace and mercy, and he loves you just, are you going, whose report are you going to listen? Sometimes you got to get aggressive. Sometimes you got to get, you know, you got to fight. You got to fight. You got to tell the enemy that you can't have your way with my thoughts. You can't have your way with my mind. It's not yours. Listen, you can't do anything about the enemy sending thoughts your way. That's not, you can do nothing about it. What you can do is make a choice of whether or not you are going to entertain them and you are going to dwell on them. That's up to you. That's up to you. You can't stop him from sending things. He's going to throw things your way all day, every day. You can't do nothing about it. You can make a choice of whether or not you want to entertain what he brings your way. You can. And I'm telling you, when you're in the thick of it, it ain't no time to be wishy-washy. It ain't no time to be, you know, you can't be, he will have his way with you if you don't stand up for yourself and fight about this, but it's pride. You wouldn't think about pride causing your anxiety, but it does. You know why? Because I want you to listen back to the tape of yourself when you're dealing with this anxiety. What are some of the things that you say, or you might not say them, but you're thinking them? You know what I would bet a lot of it would sound like? I don't know if I can. I can't. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm not good enough. I'm not this. I'm not that. I can't do this. I can't handle this anymore. What do you hear a lot of? I, right? Pride. No, it's not pride. I just, not, yeah, because you know what? What you have to understand is it's not you. It's not about you. You're making it about you. Or I can't do this. No kidding. God's been trying to tell us that for the longest. Yeah, you're not able. You're not strong. Yes. Stop being so prideful. Stop trying to figure everything out. Stop trying to wonder why it's happening. Stop trying to, do this. No, surrender. 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 Let it go. Let it go. We can't get rid of the headaches because we won't let it go. We can't get the sleep that we need because we won't let it go. We can't get the help that we need because we won't let it go. We got it clenched in our hands saying, I can't, I can't, I can't. No, you can't. Let it go. You talk about staying on the promises. God is a very present help in the time of need. Yes. Promise. Yes. Stand on it. Yes. He's present. He's present. He's there. I know you don't feel it. I know you don't think it's present. He's there, right in the thick of it, with you. You know, this job ain't easy, Fred. Because you know what? I look at some of y'all, and it looks like you're ready to go to sleep. But you know what? The enemy is a liar. I know God is getting through to somebody today. Amen? I know it's a little warm in here. God is a very present help in a time of need. When you need him, he will be there. He's dependable. He's dependable. You want to talk about promises? I will never leave you. How's that one? Nor forsake you. I will be with you until the end. You can't go any further without me. I'm there. How about that one? See, you know, what I found is, it's not enough for us to know it. We have to put it into action. We have to try him at his will. Try me, trust me, and see won't I do it for you. It's not enough just to know it, because every promise that I'm talking about right now, every scripture that I'm hollering out, you all know it. And you've been knowing it. And you're still struggling. So it ain't enough just to know it, is it? I've said it before, part of my testimony. And again, this is why I say I'm not talking about something that somebody told me. You want to talk about panic attacks? You want to talk about anxiety? When my father died, I'm telling you, it turned my world upside down. I wasn't saved at the time. That's why I feel so much for people who don't have the Lord, and I don't know how they do it, because it's hard with them. Amen. Amen. I can't imagine going through life without them. Amen. But I wasn't saved at the time. I'm not telling you. You talk about, everything went south. My very foundation of my first 18 years of my life was shattered. I didn't know what to, no one knew what to do. No one knew. There's no book for this. It just happened. Deal with it. That's the cards you've been dealt. I wish I knew how many times I went to the emergency room and came out of there with negative results. I'm telling you, it's probably almost 10, probably. where you could not tell me that I was not having a heart attack. Couldn't tell me that. I felt the pain. I felt the numbness. I was sweating. I did all the things that you hear about. I was experiencing. But Mark Twain, y'all know Mark Twain? You ever heard of Mark Twain? He's an old guy. You probably never heard of him. But he said, you know, I'm an old man now, and I've experienced many troubles in my life, most of which never happened. Think about it. We've been there. You can laugh. Most of the things that you worry about, most of the things that keep you up at night, most of the things that torment you don't ever happen. They're not real. They're just the enemy. You couldn't tell me I wasn't having a heart attack, and I would go into the negative. And I'd walk out of there, and I'd be okay for a little while until something else came along, and I'd, you know. And finally, I got to the point, and this is what I'm talking about. I knew that the multiple tests that I took came back negative, yet I was still experiencing all the symptoms. So what I'm saying is, we know the promises sometimes. We know the scriptures, but we still don't have victory. Because it's not enough just to know them, but we have to stand on them and act on them. Amen. Try them out. Yes. Amen? Amen? So it wasn't until I got to the point where I said to myself, look, Nick, you've been to the emergency room many times. You've went through all these tests, and it all came. Look, I had to get to the point where I said, God, if I die, I die. I can't do this anymore. If I have a heart attack, I have a heart attack. I'm just going to trust that whatever happens, you got me. Because at this point, I'm saved. At this point, I'm learning. At this point, I'm starting to get a little something. And it got to the point where I just said, you know what, God, I just got to trust you. Room. I can't be going, every time you get those. That's draining. It takes so much out of you when your mind gets you to the point where you actually feel like it's such a draining event. I couldn't live like that anymore. I got to the point where I said, God, I'm in your hands. I'm in your hands. Whatever's going to happen, I mean, I'm telling you, I used to be afraid to go out of town because I didn't know what doctors I was going to be close to. I didn't know where the hospitals were. I mean, it was affecting my life. And I'm saying before and after I was saved. Anxiety was tying me up in knots to the point where I had headache after headache and couldn't sleep at night. And guess what? It was in my mind. So while this was happening, the enemy's telling, you're having a heart attack. You're having a heart attack. You feel that going down your mind? And I chose to believe his report when God was saying, no, you're mine. I got you. I'm here with you. You're not alone. This isn't happening to you. I chose to believe the liar. Listen. Anxiety is real. I got to get moving, but let me give you some scripture before you leave, before you say the preacher didn't give me any scripture in church today. But I've been preaching for a little while now. 1 Peter, the 5th chapter.
Let's start at the fifth verse. Likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you, be submissive to one another and be clothed with what? Pride? Humility. Why? For God resists the proud. Amen? He resists the proud, but does what? He gives grace to the humble. Amen? Are you with me? Don't tune out on me yet. We got a few more minutes. He resists the proud. He gives grace to the humble. Therefore, this is instruction for us. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. He has got you. If God be for you, who can be against you? These are conversations you need to have with yourself when the enemy's trying to tell you lies. Amen? Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your cares on him, because he cares for you. Amen? And listen, sometimes be real with it. Like, I don't know, I'm not really a fisherman, but I think there's a difference between dropping your net and casting your net. I believe casting involves throwing, right? Listen, don't be afraid. Don't feel like somebody, you know, if the enemy's bothering you, get that thing and throw it. Say, that's not mine. I'm casting it on the Lord. I'm not saying it's not real. You might have a challenge. You might have a problem, but I'm not going to carry that. I can't carry that. See, I believe life is about balance, and if you got too much weight on one side, you're out of balance. I still haven't found the scripture in the Bible that says he will not give you more than you can bear, but he will say he will not tempt you more than you are able. Right? So listen. Again, we go back to pride and we go back to that I. If all the weight is on you, you're out of balance. You have to put the weight where it belongs on the Lord. He told you to. He said, try me. And this is where, that's where we got to take the scripture from knowing it and doing it. Just try it. Something that you've been struggling with, something that's been really eating at you, something that whatever that is, try God. Just try. Say, Lord, this is something that it seems to keep coming back to me. And you know what? It's like a test. You know, it's like in school. You can't go further down the road until you pass the test. Right? So if you fail it today, it's going to be there tomorrow. And if you fail it tomorrow, it's going to be there the next day. But if you take that thing and cast it on the Lord who cares for you, then you don't have to carry that weight. And then you can get some sleep. And you don't have to take so much Tylenol and ibuprofen and everything else we take. Amen? So listen, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him because he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Listen, he's as a roaring lion. And he's seeking who he may devour. Don't let that be you. Don't allow him to devour you. He doesn't have the power over you. Remember, you can't stop him from bringing things your way, but you can make a choice of whether or not you will entertain it. He roars about seeking who he may devour. What does it say here? Resist him. That's your choice. That's your place. Resist him. How do you do it? Steadfast in the faith, standing on the promises, standing on the word. Win against him. You need to stand on the word of God. He can't mess with that.
He cannot defeat that. Stand on the word of God. That's how you resist the devil. Knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. But may the God of all grace. And Lord knows we ought to know about the God of all grace in this church. And say thank you, Jesus, because you do. Amen? The God of all grace who has called us to eternal glory by Christ Jesus after you have suffered a while. Listen, he didn't tell you you weren't going to suffer. He didn't tell you it was all going to be easy. Remember what we said at the beginning. We're in the midst of life right now. This isn't where we're going to end up. This is just we're just passing through. But while we're going through here, it's hard. You're going to face some things. You're going to have some challenges. You're going to have some bad days and some good days and some peaks and some valleys. Listen, after you suffer a while, what is he going to do? He's not going to just leave you there. After you've suffered a while, he's going to bless you. He's going to strengthen you. And thank you, Jesus, he's going to settle you. Whew. Thank you. Huh? Doesn't it feel good to be settled? You ever been in a moving situation or had to go from one place to the other and you got some stuff here and some stuff there and you got stuff in boxes? It's so, you know, but once you get settled, huh? When everything's where it's supposed to be and you get settled, that's when you can just, whew, huh? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. To him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. If the thoughts that you're thinking are fearful, you know that's not coming from the truth teller. That's coming from the liar. He doesn't have much in his bag of tricks, but what he uses is effective if we allow it. Amen? What does he get you with all the time? Fear and doubt. Right? Fear and doubt. He scares you. He gets you to thinking that things are getting worse and not better. He gets you to thinking that this is going to happen when it never has happened. He gets you to worrying about things that aren't even, like Twain said, you know, I've had much trouble in my life, most of which has never happened. How many of us have worried ourselves sick about something that never ended up happening? We gave ourselves a headache, lost some sleep, probably treated somebody the wrong way, probably was short with somebody, probably went off the mouth at somebody because we were aggravated, because we were so worried that this was going to happen, and it never happened. Lord, help us to deal with today. 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 Listen, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I can think up a whole bunch of things, but I have no idea what's going to happen tomorrow, and the Bible tells me tomorrow's not promised to me. And listen, as much as I, you know, want to think or feel about the things that happened yesterday, I can't do nothing about that. It's over. Today, while you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Listen to me. Listen, whose report will you believe? Listen, it's important because tomorrow morning when you wake up, you're going to have a battle on your hands. Just because we had this talk today doesn't mean the enemy's going to back off and say, I'm going to leave them alone for a while. No, no. He's going to be right on you like white on rice. Amen? Be ready for him. Be ready. Have some of the songs that we sang today in your mind going through your spirit. I'm going to stand. The strength of the Lord. We sang so many beautiful songs with so many beautiful lyrics today. Have some of those songs going through your mind. Have some of those songs going through your heart. Be ready for the battle. Be ready for the battle. Be ready to fight for yourself. Whose report to you is in the world? I know you know it all. I know you do. But remind yourself of what you know. And don't just go on what you know, but try it out. Stand on it. Devil, you will not have victory with me today because God is with me. I will not allow you to ruin my day because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I will not allow you to lie to me right to my face because you've never told me the truth. God is my witness. He's my ever-present help in the time of need. Jesus is your way out. Jesus is your way over. Jesus is your way around. Stand on the one that has never let you down. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Whose side are you on anyway? Whose side are you on anyway? Huh? Represent Jesus. Stand up for Jesus. Say, Lord, I'm in trouble right now. It's not my sister. It's not my brother. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Lord, you said to call on you. You're the ever-present help in my time. Help me, Jesus. I need to be encouraged, Lord. I need to be picked up, Lord. You said you would be with me always, even to the end of the world. It's me, oh Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Whose report will you believe? Whose report will you believe? Whose report will you believe? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes we give up too easy. It's not happening fast enough for us, so we give up. It's not happening the way we wanted it to happen, so we give up. It's not working out the way I wanted it to, so we give up. Stop giving up so easy. Stop giving up so easy. You have the victory in Jesus. In Jesus. Even when you don't feel it, even when it's not feeling like it or looking like it, tell yourself, I have the victory in Jesus. Tell yourself, say, I can see God working it out for me right now. Thank you, Jesus. Right now. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Think about those two fellas. Really, you're going to believe that one? He's been lying to you as long as you've known him. You going to believe him? Huh? You're not a fool, are you? Fool me once, huh? Don't fool. You know what? I mean, he's been lying to you. Are you going to believe him? No. I'm going to believe the one who has never let me down, who has been faithful through thick and thin, who has loved me in spite of myself, who has given me chance after chance after chance when I didn't deserve it. He keeps on showing me grace, keeps on showing me love. I'm going to believe him. Whew, thank you, Jesus. Let us stand.